Welcome to Wonder in Reality with Jim Harwell.
Jim with Wonder in Reality, thanks for listening. Just a special short message about some natural analogies that may help us understand more about our relationship with the great and awesome God Almighty. Amen. Jehovah God and His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to reference the S-U-N, the Son, which is something we often take for granted. We know that Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." Amen. So in that particular teaching, he didn't mention the S-U-N, but yet he's mentioning it because he says, "I'm the light of the world." And he did talk about the sun when he said, "In those days, the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give its light, the stars will fall from heaven." Incredible truth and teaching that he reveals in Matthew. But I want to just focus in on something so basic, so common sense, but that's how simple our walk with him is, with God Almighty. So simple. A child can walk with him. Anyone in the world can. There are many analogies that are similar analogies between mankind's interaction with the S-U-N in the natural and our, every individual's interaction or lack of interaction, relationship or lack of relationship with God Almighty. Very similar parallel analogies, so to speak. For example, one of the ones I want to get to sooner rather than later in this short message is every person on the earth has a certain interaction with the S-U-N. So someone could, for example, not have any gratefulness for the S-U-N. They can go about their daily life and not even care about the sun, the S-U-N. Have no gratefulness for how incredible and how what a miracle the S-U-N is. They can have no interaction, not be grateful at all, just laugh it off, even make fun of the sun. They can do that. Yet they are still getting incredible benefits from the S-U-N. In fact, their very life depends on the S-U-N, the sun. Even if they don't admit it, even if they don't think that that's true. And it's the same thing in our relationship with God. Same thing. Someone can ignore God, want nothing to do with Him, even make fun of Him. Ignore Jesus Christ, make fun of Jesus Christ. They can do that. Yet, they owe everything that they have to God Almighty and to Jesus Christ. Their very life, the fact that they're here, everything about their whole life, basically. And this is a major thing. Someone in their interaction with the S-U-N, there's a whole spectrum of different, that's kind of a pun, but of different interactions someone can have with the S-U-N. Just in the natural. Someone could be, here's another analogy, receiving from the S-U-N. Someone could love sunlight. Now, most people do, right? We love the sun. Let's say that somebody really, really is intentional about receiving the S-U-N, the sun. They want to be out in the sun in the right way. And they want to be outside when it's sunny. They might even lay out to get sun, to get a tan. They want sun. They're very intentional about it. Well, it's the same thing in our relationship with God. We need to be intentional all the time about receiving from Him. And when we do, we get great benefits from that. The best benefits in the universe for us. Yet someone else can not even care about the S-U-N, never want to get not want to be out in the sun. They don't care at all. Well, they could do that same thing with God. Somebody could do that with God and never, ever receive from Him. So this is such common sense, but it's another analogy in the natural. Jesus used many analogies in the natural, and He could have used this one, I think, if He wanted to. There's so many of them. Same thing with water. This same principle with water. Somebody could just never have any gratefulness about water, never get water in the natural, and it's the same thing with God. In fact, that's what most people do. Perhaps my main point in this short, simple message is how simple it is to walk with Jesus Christ, to walk with God Almighty. Amen. How simple, how easy it is, that it is just common sense. It's available to everyone, and it's as common sense as simply receiving from the SUN, as drinking water, as breathing the air. Literally, and I'm not saying that as an exaggeration, it really is true. It's that simple. And I hope that this is an encouragement to all of us, and that we realize this is so freeing. When we get this revelation, it is really can be freeing and liberating, because so many of us, we have this view that it's so difficult to walk with God, that we have to spend our whole life, 70 years, trying, and we're never going to be able to do it. And it's so far off. This is the perception, I think, that many people have. It's so far off, and the Bible so complicated, and we have to listen to messages and go to services, and we have to, you know, the Old Testament, it's so complicated, and there's so much. That's altogether wrong. Jesus said we must become like a little child. How do we do that? Through the power of the Holy Spirit. That's how we do everything with Him. But back to this simplicity. We have this view that it is somehow hard, in fact, so hard that it's impossible. That's what we think. Jesus says, you shall be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. You shall be holy as your heavenly Father is holy. You shall be righteous. How do we do these things, we think to ourselves? And we don't see anyone else doing it. You know, already we've established in these messages a minority received Jesus Christ, but even a very minority of those people even get close to walking with Jesus. That doesn't change anything. The fact that humans screw things up and miss it doesn't change a thing. Because someone like you, someone you know, could be that person who does walk with God and who does get close to the mark. It's up to us. And another encouragement, no matter where you are in your walk with Jesus, if you're saved, today you can receive everything that God wants you to have from Him. The daily bread that He wants to give you. Amen. In the awesome Lord's Prayer, Jesus said, give us today our daily bread. There's another natural analogy right there. Bread. Jesus is the bread of life. Give us today the amount of Jesus Christ, God, that you want us to have. Amen. And it's up to us to get it. Right there, there's another analogy. Every day we have to have food to survive, right? Not every day. We can go, in fact, 30 days without food and still live. But generally, we need to eat food every day, right? How do we do that in the natural? We have to get the food. We have to prepare it. We have to eat it. We have to chew it. We have to swallow it. We have to take it in. That's what we have to do. That's just common sense. Same thing spiritually. We have to go get Jesus Christ. We have to seek Him. We have to persist. We have to continue on. This is the highest level of human existence. This is a walk with God Almighty. This is not down in the natural, you know, of eating and drinking water. Those are natural things. This is spiritual. This is God. This is, we have to, there's many things we have to do. And again, it's common sense. Somebody who's, any normal thinking person will understand that, whether they're 10, 15 years old, 20, 30, 40, 80 years old, it's serious. And we can't just one day say, okay, oh yeah, I want to walk with God, okay, I receive Him, and then just move on and go back. That's, you know, that's not realistic. He's not cheap. He's not, you know, He's not a person. You know, what's the famous scripture? God is not a man that He would repent. So what that means is, He's God Almighty. Holy and sacred, the creator and sustainer of the universe. The one and only. There's so many reactions that we can have to that. We should just be in awe and be silent and speechless and just be so grateful that we, for everything, but especially that we can have a relationship with Him. And it's a lifelong thing. Another great analogy. You know, I thought of this when, you know, we want to receive today the daily bread God wants us to have. It's a daily walk, and it's with patience and with consistency and all of things like that. It's almost like slow growth. You know, the analogy, Jesus uses the analogy and throughout the Bible, the analogy of trees. Trees are human, natural metaphor for human beings. Trees grow slowly but surely every day, just a little bit every day. In fact, you can't even see the changes in one day to a tree. Maybe even in a week, you can't see changes. But over time, amen, that tree grows. And it's the same thing with us. Maybe in one day or one week, we can't even tell any changes. We have to just continue on and be persistent. Be persistent, be consistent, have patience, and it will happen. And that's part of that. I would say that's all part of that testing process, that God, He's testing us all the time, seeing if we're worthy. But again, it's simple. It's what we're meant to do. It can be, it's fun. It's glorious. It's what we were meant to do. Amen. And what's one of the main common sense principles, things that we just know intuitively about having a relationship with God? In other words, a child or someone in the world who, let's say that they, you know, they don't hear the gospel and they don't have a Bible, or really any person, how would they have a relationship with God? How would they have a relationship with any person? And it's so commonsensical that we go directly to Him. Same thing with a person. If we want a relationship with them, we go directly to them. We have to go directly to them. We can't, there's no other way. And so it's the same thing with us. A relationship with God, we go directly to Him every day, every hour, every, all the time, and right when we begin our relationship with Him. Amen. This is the way it has to be, and it's so awesome. It's so incredible that we have that opportunity, that that's the way it's set up. In other words, we can't go through our church, we can't go through some other believer or through a friend or through a family member or through a parent or someone else, or someone else that we look up to who's maybe this great, great Christian. We can't go through them. We can't go through the Bible, as great as the Bible is, and yes, it's God's Word, but we can't go find a relationship with God through the Bible. We have to go to Him. Jesus said, "You search the Scriptures, and it's they who testify of Me." We get to go directly to God Almighty. Amen. We get to do that. It's not that we have to. What an incredible privilege. This is the greatest privilege to mankind. This is the most valuable entity in the universe. Outside of Him, nothing has any value. This is not just the most valuable entity. This is the only entity in the universe. And yes, He's the most valuable. To Him directly. And yes, the Bible's wonderful. We can learn so much, and we can find the way. We can find the answer through the Bible, yes. And the answer is Jesus Christ. Who is Jesus Christ? He's God. We go directly to Him. We can't go through our church. We can't go through another person, as great as that person is. You can find the person who has the closest walk with God on the earth. Find that person, and you go to them. You can't get anything from them in terms of a relationship with God. You can learn from that things that that person, from that person's life and from their teachings and from their, but that person cannot help anyone have a can help you or me have a relationship with Him or anyone else. That just, it doesn't work that way. That's common sense. Again, we can't go through a family member. Even if someone in our family, one of our parents, is a great follower of Jesus Christ, we can't go through them. We can't go through anything else. We can't go through the Bible. We get to go directly to Him. And that's, if anyone is missing something, if they are wondering, if they're feeling like they're missing having a true relationship with God Almighty, with Jesus Christ, if they somehow feel that there's something lacking, that they need something more, this is the answer. Going directly to Him for the relationship. Not through anything else or anyone else or any other entity. Amen. We get to go directly to Him. That's common sense. Same thing as in a relationship with a person. We can't go through our church or our faith. You know, I think so much of the Catholic Church, so many times, I mean, just any time I encounter somebody who's Catholic and I ask them that open-ended question about their faith, they say that they're Catholic. You know, they say yes. If you ask them further, they say, yes, I go to Mass. And yes, I do this. Well, okay, that's great, but tell me about your relationship with God. Same thing with Protestant, but it's so awesome. We go directly to Him, and that's the way it has to be. And that's really one of the secrets. If somebody is saying to me or wondering, you know, if they don't have a relationship with God truly, they feel like they don't, they just go directly to Him. That could be, I believe that is the way a lot of people are missing it. They think that if we go through something else, that if we're part of that, that somehow we have a relationship with God. You know, the whole religion thing, or those things are irrelevant. Everyone has to have their own well. Everyone has to have their own flame. Amen. Their own personal, private relationship with Jesus Christ, with the Almighty God through Jesus Christ. He's a jealous God, and He has to deal with us directly. And this is the way it has to be, that it should be. That what do we have? We have a relationship with Him that nothing can change. Nothing can get in the way of it. Nothing can take away from that. This is glorious. We have the answer, a relationship with Him that lasts forever. A relationship lasts forever. If somebody tries to have this relationship through any of these other entities, of course it's not a relationship with Him, but it's that can and will be taken away. You know, if they try to go through their Catholic or Protestant church or any other church, any religious type thing, that's not going to last. Anything that they have there is just temporary for this life. If they try to go through someone else, they don't have a real relationship with God. If they try to go through the Bible, you know, and they know the Bible in and out, They know everything about it. They are the greatest Bible scholar in the world. They've memorized the whole Bible. They know the Bible in every language. Well, that just lasts for this life. And they can't take that with them wherever they go. When we have a relationship with Him, how incredible this is. We have something that we have all the time. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, forever. We have something. We could lose everything that we have on the earth and we still have that relationship with Him. We can die physically and we still have the relationship with Him. Amen. And it continues. And we go to heaven forever to have that. The relationship continues forever. Amen. These other things, temporary. This lasts forever. Amen. And that's, Jesus said, eternal life, that they may know you. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the one true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Amen. Knowing Him, and He knows us, the relationship. Amen. We have it all the time, all the time. That's such an encouragement, so glorious. 24 hours a day, wherever we go, in Him we live and move and have our being. Amen. Jesus said, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. He's with us always, even when we don't feel like it, even when we're down and we're depressed, when we're having good times, bad times, when we're awake, when we're asleep, we're in Him all the time. Amen. He's with us all the time. We can have terrible things happen, and yet we still have the relationship with Him. That never changes as long as we sincerely, genuinely continue on with Him. Amen. This is the way it should be, the way it has to be. Amen. That's just like a child is always in that, call it the zone that they're in. They're always in the zone 24 hours a day. They're just in the kingdom of God automatically. Every child, every baby that's born from birth until 5, 6 years old, they're in the kingdom of God. Amen. They don't even think about it. They don't even, you know, it's incredible. And so when we find Jesus Christ, we're that in that same thing. We have that same thing. We're now in. We just have to continue on.